Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you're listening in today. This morning routine, or this part of my morning routine, is actually one of my favorites because it's where a lot of my ideas come from. It's where I have a moment to really reflect on gratitude, and it's where I just feel most at peace. So I'm really excited to share this with you. I hope that you can continue on with some of these best practices, and I'm excited to hear what really comes from this for you. So if you are new here, I'm so glad you're listening in. Today, what's happening is we've been kind of covering the different steps to having your best mornings ever. And there's a great book called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And in the book, he's got this acronym. It's called SAVERS. And it's essentially all of the different steps to make your morning the best morning day ever. So if you missed out on some of these past podcasts where we've covered the other steps, let's see, it's SAVERS. There's 6 steps. We're on step 5. Yes, I had to count that out on my fingers. Welcome to the show. I hope you're a hot mess like me. So today, then you're going to want to go back and listen to those other ones because we've covered some really awesome stuff. And today we're covering the final S, which stands for scribe. Okay. Now, if you don't know what scribe means, it's journaling. So it's writing stuff out. So if you don't journal currently, it is something that I say is an absolute must in my life and in your life too, because journaling has been something for me that is not only super therapeutic, but it's also something that has brought some great ideas my way. It's brought things like emotions or maybe things I didn't even really know I was feeling or thinking out onto paper when I didn't even realize that was the case. So when you really get into journaling, and this can be something you can do anytime, but part of your miracle morning, I'll tell you what I like to do. I like to write down some things that I'm grateful for. So I usually write down at least 5 things that I'm grateful for. And it's typically new each day. I also like to write down, you know, stuff that maybe happened in the past day, things I'm excited about, any ideas that have kind of flowed into my head since the previous day, which is super cool because then you're going to be able to reflect back on all of this stuff come someday in the future, which is really exciting. So I love that I have that, you know, I love that I can look back from a journal from 2 years ago and realize, wow, I am not the same human as I was 2 years ago, last month, 5 years ago, whatever the case may be. Actually, it's funny. When we moved, I found a journal of mine from when I was like in 4th grade or something, which is my daughter's age now. And I need to find that again because boy, oh boy, times have changed. You know, the problems we face as children, like not liking your stepmom and to now real life, you know, it's pretty cool to look back and see that stuff. So I say the sooner you start journaling, the better. I've told my daughter, like, hey, get yourself, you know, we have tons of notebooks at our house always. And so she had like a princess journal for a while. And then she found one of my super cute notebooks. And I said, yes, take it, go write all the things. So it's cool to have, you know, give your kids an opportunity to do that too. But so I do like to write down things that happen throughout my days, things like that, things I'm celebrating. Because here's the thing, when you celebrate your wins, more wins are going to come your way. Okay, so it's not bragging, right? I'm not going to tell you, oh my gosh, it was yesterday was the 4th day of the month and like my team hit champ, right? But I am going to celebrate, hey, you know what? Our organization as a whole hit this crazy awesome rank in just a few days of business of the month, right? And that's something I'm super proud of because it's our organization. I'm not going to say, oh yeah, oh girl, guess who's got some $50,000 in this bank account right now or something stupid like that. But if there's wins, you can celebrate that, like feel good about that, because the more you celebrate the little wins or the big wins or all of them, the more good is going to continue coming to you. So I actually, this is a little off topic, but I actually have a group chat now, a text thread with some of my friends in business. We're not even in business, like business partners, but we're like sideline sisters. And we literally have the group chat there to celebrate wins sometimes. And like, we need to celebrate that. We need to celebrate other people as well, because jealousy, that kind of stuff is all part of your fear-based like vibrations or feelings, whatever your word is for that. And that can actually bring you down levels. If you're feeling jealousy, if you're feeling like, oh, why is she doing that and I'm not, right? Having that comparison game, that can actually bring your level down. So make sure that you're celebrating your people. And if you're feeling some type of way, then it's probably you thinking, I'm not doing enough. Actually, I saw this awesome Bible verse yesterday, 2 days ago, and it was awesome. I'm going to share it with you guys in just a minute. I have to go find it. But it was amazing. Like, it spoke directly to me, because in this business, which is health and wellness, network marketing, you see a lot of other people that are winning. And I know I'm totally off topic, but it's so worth it, I promise. It was in Galatians, and it was chapter 6, verse 4. And it says, each one should test his own actions. I'm going to say her actions, because we're talking to the ladies mainly, I think. Then she can take pride in herself without comparing herself to somebody else. And so I have a study Bible, and I love that they put like little explanations of things at the bottom. So like a few verses usually will take me a lot longer, just because I like to read all of the stuff. Because let's face it, some of the biblical stuff is not written in a way that is easily understandable. Is that a word? That's a word. Sure. So what the explanation says is, and it says, when you do your very best, you feel good about the results. There is no need to compare yourself with others. People make comparisons for many reasons. Some point out others' flaws in order to feel better about themselves. Others simply want reassurance that they are doing well. When you're tempted to compare, look at Jesus. His example will inspire you to do your very best, and his loving acceptance will comfort you when you fall short of your expectations. So, essentially, what this is saying, the main reasons that we compare ourselves is to point out others' flaws in order to feel better about ourselves, right? Or we just want the reassurance that we're doing well. And I think a lot of the times that's it, right? Because we all go through stuff in our life at different times. So when we're looking at Sally's win, we're either thinking like, Sally, or it's something within ourselves. And I think a lot of the times, majority of the time, that's the situation, right? We're thinking, oh, Sally's crushing it and I'm over here being a bum. Right? But Sally's situation may be very different from yours right now. You know, maybe Sally doesn't have a kid or 14 of them at home with this COVID situation. Maybe, you know, I don't know what the case is, but I just want you to stop putting so much pressure on yourself. And as long as you are doing the things each day that bring you closer to your goal, that make you happy, that are in alignment with what it is that you want, please, please, please remember that. I am doing what I am here to do. I did the things, and be proud of that, because then that comparison game isn't so strong, or it's not something that is grabbing a hold of you, okay? And if that is something that's happening in your life right now, you know, you have a hard time, you know, not searching up that person who's doing better than you, you know, I'm saying air quotes, because you don't know what the situation is, right? Except for by numbers or whatever. Then maybe it's time to push the unfollow button for a little while. It's totally acceptable to do that. And then when you're in a space where your heart and your energy and your love can go to that person for winning, genuinely, you can do that, then go back and follow them, or then go back and stalk their page and leave those words of love, leave those words of encouragement, okay? But until then, Just leave it be. All right, so we got a little off topic, but I promise I'm coming back. So I said, in my journaling, I like to write out all of these things that happen. And then another thing that I love, love, love to write out is I love to write out my I am statements. And the ones that I write out are genuinely the ones that I need the reminder with most. They're the level that I'm achieving, that I'm gradually getting myself to most. They're the being that I'm going to become most. Okay. So there's not a grandiose amount of them. Like I say, I have my ones that I say out loud that there are more of, right? Like talking about having the best day ever, talking about how I'm healthy, talking about how I have great relationships, including my family, talking about how I am a legend, right? All of these type of things. But the ones that I write in my journal are very close to my heart, and there's not quite as many of them. So you don't have to, by all means, do any of those, right? Maybe you just want to journal out a dream you had, or maybe you just want to journal out like creative ideas that pop into your head. Cool. That's totally fine. I'm just telling you what I do because I've found that it's been really helpful for me to kind of have that all in one space. So I can really remember, oh yeah, look, on May 5th, today's May 5th here, it's Cinco de Mayo, right? I didn't wake up thinking about tacos. I woke up thinking about this random spontaneous vacation that my husband and I are planning. And like my daughter and I are leaving on Friday and he's going to come on Wednesday and hang out with us. So I woke up with excitement about travel because we've been literally trapped in one area with this whole social distancing practice. So I hope this helped, and I hope you guys loved this Miracle Morning track that we've kind of been on. There is something else that I'm really excited to share with you guys on the next podcast about having a list to really crack down and make your day the best day ever. So make sure you tune in for that one. And until next time, I would love it if you would share this. Go ahead and send a screenshot in. Share this on your Instagram stories. All of that jazz. You can tag me at I am Melissa Hartman. I would love for you to even just take a picture of your journal and screenshot it and share it with me. You know, let me know how journaling is going for you. I would greatly appreciate that. I love you. I appreciate you. And until next time, we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.